go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Thank you, Lord. That's the only thing I heard this morning is Hebrews chapter 4. The verse that I want to pressure you into is verse 7. We'll start back at verse 1 in a minute, but I want you to see verse 7 first. Therefore God again set a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as was said before. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Now that really connects to your dream, sweetheart. Because if you and I would go with what our emotions would say when we've been wounded and insulted, rejected and stabbed in the back, our first reaction would say, a swift kick in the right place and never come again next close to me. Amen. How many of you have that same emotion ever hit you? Thank you. So you're in good company, girl. This is not about you, and it's not about him. It's about the one that you serve. Okay? And if you give this whole situation up to Jesus, he may make a huge miracle out of this to let you know that he still loves you and that maybe this man is more than what you've ever seen. Okay? If you recall, King David went and had some major boo-boos, and the Lord did not throw him away. Also, you said the word Joshua and his army, if you notice the connection. Did you see it?
Not just yet, because we were talking. But
that's okay. Verse 8. Read it in your Bible for me.
Yeah, I've got Amplified in
Good.
King James.
Good.
This mention of a rest was not a reference to their entering into Canaan. For if Joshua had given them rest, he, God, would not speak afterward about another day.
All right. This day of rest is available to us if we choose to go with faith, where we don't dictate to God what's next on his agenda for us, or what we'll allow him to do in our hearts. How many know when we're in pain, we're going to put up some roadblocks? Okay? We're going to automatically say, hey, I'm not going there anymore. I am not doing this. Okay? Or I am tired of, and I don't want it anymore. But it's not all about you and me. It's about God's plan to deliver his people. And it might be the other person that needs deliverance as well as yourself, that you may not see yourself as you should yet. You know, we had a Wednesday night service this week. And God willing, this coming new year, I'll give you a list of goodies that when we declared them, they were super uncomfortable, but it showed how little of the flesh is really overcome by God's grace and rest. How little we really are dead to self. And I don't want to go there right now. But I am saying that, you know, we need to be able to say, okay, God, I haven't done it all right yet, but don't give up on me and don't give up on yourself. Okay? That way there, you're going to give the Lord the freedom to operate when you are out of the control room. When we're out of the control room, It may be that your emotions may be scattered everywhere, and you may feel like, I don't want any more of this. It hurts. And that olive press, if you know, they don't squeeze it just once. They squeeze it once, twice, and then the third time. And each time, there's more pressure. And God is not silly. He knows what he wants that's good in us to remain. But he also knows how much garbage has got to go. And how much selfishness has to be removed. So, you know, that day of rest is going to come when you and I have finally said, let your plan unfold, God. Let your will be done in me. Verse 1. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard it did not combine it with faith. What does that mean? If you and I do not combine the plan of God with faith, which is believing something you can't see, such as your healing or deliverance, or the next person in your life, or the person that you have being restored into you, and restored in a way that is superior than you and I would try to fix them. How many of you have ever tried to fix somebody else? Thank you. Does it work? So who's the one that has the problem? The one that's trying to fix everything. Okay? Mr. and Mrs. Fix-It need to retire. Ooh. Whoa. Did you hear? Did anybody feel that swirl around?
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Fix-It needs to retire. Needs to take a rest. Okay? Gail had a miracle this week. Her son is still alive. But God pushed her to open her mouth. Would you mind sharing that testimony one more time, Gail?
For several weeks, my son has been drinking gallons and gallons of juices and water and peeing incessantly, and I knew something was wrong, and every time I would nicely ask him to go see a doctor, he just wouldn't hear it. And Wednesday morning...
How old is he?
54.
Okay. How many know 54-year-olds think they got all the answers?
So Wednesday morning, that's when I got the strong press, and I went up and I said, I insist you go to a doctor. This must stop. It took about 15 minutes, but finally he came back and said, I think you're right. So he called the doctor, and he didn't get in until the next day. But when he arrived at the doctor's office, his blood sugar was at 700. And he is a miracle. He's alive. They immediately rushed him by ambulance to the hospital, after which we got a call. He's at the ER. That's where he is now. He's at the Bay State. Thank God his count is down. And he's learning what it means to change his diet and take insulin, and the fun begins. But God did it.
Yeah.
Nothing I was saying or doing, but all the while this was going on, I had the two scriptures, the one that says, rejoice and give thanks. Mm-hmm. I kept doing that, even though I'm not liking, but I kept doing that. And then every time all this drinking and going to the bathroom all night long, I'd say, all things work together for good. I just kept saying it. And that's what God did. God just worked it out. And there's more to go. I know that. But praise the Lord, he's alive, because the nurse told me he either would not feel or be in ICU, which the other thing happened.
You understand, you guys don't have anybody that's stubborn in your life? All right. You got a couple?
Do you want me to start naming?
No. I don't want names. I don't want dates.
Okay.
But I do want to acknowledge that all of us have stubborn people in our lives.
Sure do.
Yes, we do. Okay? Who do you think designed them that way? One person said God.
That's what I think.
Psalm 139 says, God put you together in your mother's womb. Are they stubborn for a season?
Yes.
And for a reason. It could be to train you to be more submissive. It's not for you to readjust them. It's for you to praise the one who constructed that person. The one who put them together can readjust them.
That's a hard one. Real hard. I'll admit it.
Thank you. But it can be done. It's not too big for the Lord. And remember, she said she kept thanking the Lord and reminding the Lord that it's going to work for good.
That's why he didn't end up in
that place. And why do you think you're here?
Why do I think I'm here?
Yeah.
He wanted me to be here.
Amen. All right. Let's go a little further. Verse 3. Now we who have believed enter that rest just as God has said. So I declare an oath in my anger that they shall never enter my rest. And yet his work has been finished since the creation of the world. His work was done. You see, Jesus was already crucified before the beginning. So anybody who had faith in the coming Messiah was set free if they chose to mix it with faith. Abraham chose. Verse 4. For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words. And on the seventh day God rested from all his work, giving us an example. And again in the passage above he says, they shall never enter my rest. It still remains that some will enter that rest, and those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. Therefore, God again set a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as was said before, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. You know, there are times that you're going to do things in obedience that all your emotions are going to go flip-flop. And all your justification for what you're doing is not going to do you a bit of good. In fact, the reasoning behind it is to keep yourself safe and comfortable because you're sick of pain. You're sick of being squeezed. That the answer is, how much faith have you got that God can change you? Never mind the other person. Changing me is what he's all about. He's working on each individual case. Doesn't matter who you are, male or female. He's working on all of us. Now, when you see the progress and you see the manifestation of the miracles that he's done, oh, we get so happy. Yay, God, he did it. Amen? But as you are speaking to the young man, Adam, you had anger coming back at you. Yeah, you had rejection coming back at you. You might have even had a little bit of backstabbing going on.
Probably.
When you give someone the truth, what happens? Anybody give me an example of what happens when you speak the truth to someone? Yes, dear.
You're offended. It doesn't want to hear the truth.
You hit the nail on the head, girl.
Yeah.
They get offended. They do not want to hear the truth. Why? Go ahead. Come on, girl.
The truth gets to the core of the heart.
The truth gets to the core. when that truth manifests, it might take 6 months, a year, 2 years, 20 years. I don't care what the number is. As long as God gets the glory. And it is uncomfortable to watch while you're waiting and resting by choice. Hear me? When you're resting by choice, you're not doing your own thing. You are literally saying, yes, I'm going to rest, Lord, but I'm going to keep believing by faith that you are doing something that I can't see being done. That there's a work going on underneath that is not visible to me right now. That no matter what I feel emotionally, that you can handle recreating me so that I can complete my journey. Mark 11:24, believing you have received, it will be done unto you. But if you have aught against your neighbor, you better get over it and get them forgiven. Because otherwise, don't expect anything from God. He's not going to overstep your ability to forgive. It's your job to forgive. It's my job to forgive. It's my job to set them free so that they can get the commission done that they need to complete. Okay? And we can't manipulate people, even if we'd like to, just to give ourselves a little bit of a break. We'd like to. You know, how many like comfort zone? All of us do. Okay? But it's not always possible or feasible. I want you to close your eyes now, because there's more in that chapter, but I have a sense that we've got what we need. So I just want to close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus, I'm asking for the grace to build up the faith in me. I don't want to be a loser like the old covenant, because they just didn't mix it with faith. They were in disobedience. And I don't want to be there. Today, speak to me. I want to hear your voice. If I've hardened my heart, give me grace to get rid of it. To get rid of the hardness. Or the inner vows that I've made. Let them be broken. By your compassion and mercy. Because when Joshua is ready for this new day, I will enter that rest. In Jesus' name. I'm doing it by faith in you. And what you've already accomplished, you will manifest. So 2013 will be used to glorify you. And if I get some benefit, praise God.